Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 414. Justification, use of reasonable and necessary means. A correctional officer, as defined in Section 41, may use all reasonable and necessary means, including deadly force, to prevent the attempt of a prisoner sentenced to the custody of the State Department of Corrections to 1. Escape from custody or from a correctional facility. 2. Take another person as a hostage. 3. Cause serious bodily harm to another person. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 414, specifies the justification for the use of reasonable and necessary means, including deadly force, by a correctional officer to prevent certain actions by a prisoner. This section outlines the circumstances under which a correctional officer can use force to maintain order and ensure the safety and security of correctional facilities. Let's examine the details and provide examples to illustrate its application. According to Section 414, a correctional officer, as defined in Section 41, may use all reasonable and necessary means, including deadly force, to prevent the attempt of a prisoner sentenced to the custody of the State Department of Corrections to escape from custody or from a correctional facility. Take another person as a hostage. Cause serious bodily harm to another person. This section grants correctional officers the authority to utilize the appropriate level of force, including deadly force, to prevent prisoners from attempting to escape, taking someone hostage, or causing serious bodily harm to others. Example 1, a correctional officer observes a prisoner attempting to escape from a correctional facility by breaching the perimeter fence. To prevent the escape, the officer is justified in using physical force, such as tackling or restraining the prisoner, and if necessary, may even resort to the use of deadly force. Example 2, during a prison uprising, a group of prisoners takes a fellow inmate hostage, endangering their life. In this scenario, correctional officers may use reasonable and necessary means, including deadly force if required, to free the hostage and protect the lives of both staff and inmates. Example 3, a violent confrontation erupts between two prisoners, posing an imminent threat of serious bodily harm. In such a situation, correctional officers are authorized to intervene and use force, including deadly force, if it is reasonably necessary to prevent harm to individuals involved or others within the facility. It is important to note that while this section allows correctional officers to employ reasonable and necessary means, including deadly force, it does not grant blanket immunity or unrestricted use of force. The use of force by correctional officers must be proportionate to the situation and based on a reasonable belief that such action is necessary to prevent the specified actions by the prisoner. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 414, provides correctional officers with the authority to use all reasonable and necessary means, including deadly force, to prevent prisoners from attempting to escape, taking hostages, or causing serious bodily harm to others. The application of force must be proportional and based on the specific circumstances at hand to maintain order, safety, and security within correctional facilities.